A national survey released by the Center for Democratic Development, CDD, indicates that more than 80% of Ghanaians are convinced the nation is being steered in the wrong direction by its managers. 76% also blamed government for failing to improve their living conditions. The statistics are contained in the 2014 Afrobarometer report. The project manager of Afrobarometer for Anglophone West Africa, Daniel Ama Ato, told Agatha Samoa on Behind the News that the research is meant to sample the opinions of the masses on how they are being ruled. He said the figures they arrived at were an accurate representation of the population census report of the country.
Afrobarometer is a survey that is conducted in 35 African countries, including Ghana, and we normally use a standard survey instrument or questionnaire across all the 35 countries, and we normally use a representative sample of all the countries that we do the survey. So whenever we come out with our survey findings, we always allude to the fact that it is representative, and therefore whatever findings we put out there represents the views of the nationals that we interview. In Ghana, we do this survey all over the period. I think there is this 2-year interval, so every 2 years we do it. And this survey started in 1999. The current survey is around 6. Ghana has done 6 rounds of survey, including this particular one. Afrobarometer has 3 main objectives, but the key among them is the desire of Afrobarometer to give the voice to the mass or the citizenry. You will agree with me that most often when it comes to policy formulation, we most often do not listen to the views of the ordinary citizens in our various countries. So the essence of Afrobarometer is to go out to ordinary people, get their opinions on issues, and let believe that policymakers will buy and see the worth of the data and look at what the data is telling them. And on that basis, they can formulate policies that will help address some of the concerns that are put out by these citizens through the service. So basically, that is what Afrobarometer is aimed at. And as I said, this survey is undertaken in 35 countries. In each of the countries that we do this survey, we have a particular national partner or an institution that goes out, collect the data, and at the end of the day, we analyze it.
How many Ghanaians were interviewed in this research?
We spoke to a total of 2,400 Ghanaians spread across 177 districts and in 216 or so villages and communities, and these are also located within 300 enumeration areas in this country.
And the 2,400 Ghanaians, the question being asked, is it enough sample size for such a research?
You have a large population, but you also have to accept the fact that it is not easy mobilizing resources to talk to everybody. That would amount to a census. So when it comes to them, we just have to focus on a small number of people within that population. But then what matters most is how we go about selecting people. The issue is not about the people that talk to. We could have gone out, interviewed about 10,000 people without any format. You meet the people in town, you speak to them, and that would not sense it. So that, for instance, I can walk around Accra and interview about 5,000 people, and that cannot be representative. But these 2,400 are spread, as I said, across the 10 regions of it. For instance, the Afrobarometer sampling procedure ensures that each and every individual has an equal chance of being selected. And for instance, if you look at the Afrobarometer, you look at the distribution of our sample across the region, it is the same as the distribution of the adult population in the 2010 population census information, which is the basic sampling frame that we use in selecting our sample.
Mr. Ama Ato said the survey sampled the opinions of Ghanaians on governance issues as a platform for other relevant bodies and institutions to act.
In actual fact, as I have indicated, Afrobarometer being an opinion survey, we really do not go deep into some of these follow-up issues to find out. So this was just an open question, what do you think about the direction of the country? Let me also say it once again clearly that this is one of the standard questions we are tracking. So in all the countries also, we do track that. So for me, these are some of the things that as a nation, for instance, a particular institution can decide, this is what Afrobarometer has found. People believe the nation is moving in the wrong direction. Now, I pick that information. What is informing this decision? Is it a matter of the way we are handling the economy? Is it a problem of the way we are managing some aspects of our national life? And then we go deep into it to find out. But Afrobarometer did not track that.
project manager of Afrobarometer for Anglophone West Africa, Daniel Amaato.
Now, but government has questioned the survey released by the CDD, which indicates that more than 80% of Ghanaians believe the country is moving in the wrong direction. Speaking on Behind the News, Deputy Information Minister Felix Kwachifozu said the numbers sampled for the survey, which was 2,400, is not a significant representation of the entire population of the country. He also said the survey sampled majority of the number from the Eastern and Ashanti regions, which are strongholds of the government's opposition.
It is important to point out that there are significant anomalies. There is a particular report which we pointed out in order that the wrong impression is not created. I do not believe that a sample size of 2,400 is representative enough for the 25 million people who live in Ghana. If you wanted to sample public opinion and you speak to 2,400 people, that is hardly the sort of figure that you require to be able to make a conclusive statement about the real mood of the people. Second, if you look at the demographics and how many people were spoken to in specific regions, you find that two regions, namely the Ashanti region and the Eastern region, had as many as 31% of respondents. In other words, more than a third of the 2,400 people, precisely 744 respondents, were drawn from just two regions. Because of the way our politics is structured, these two regions comprise the two strongholds of the opposition political party. And there's no way that a survey that speaks to 744 people in these regions would not be influenced by partisan configurations. Again, seeing as there are 10 regions, I would have thought that a more balanced sampling would be done, but that the number of respondents are spread as much as possible evenly across all 10 regions. But when a third, in other words, when you divide the 3,400 people who spoke to the Afrobarometer report from pilots, one out of three of them comes from just. We believe that this is lopsided and does not give an accurate reflection of what people think generally across the country.
That was Deputy Information Minister Felix Kwachifozu.